It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Zero Ducks Given. Not very daily, in fact, barely daily at all. We haven't done many of these, but here I am, joined by Mr. Daniel Norcross. To be fair, he's done his share of the hard work. He's done quite a few of these. I've done about two or three, and Finney's done practically zero. But the reason we're recording today's daily is because at the time of recording, India are just wrapping up a victory over New Zealand in the semi-final. New Zealand chasing 398. And at one point, it looked very exciting. Daryl Mitchell was brilliant. He got a century. And at one point, him and Kane Williamson made it look like they might actually, by some miracle, chase this. However, eventually, India's quality told. And at the time they're recording, they're going to win by about 70 runs. Daniel Norcross, of course, this victory is completely meaningless and worthless because India cheated by having the pitch changed at the last minute, didn't they?
Yes, apparently they used the used pitch, which is why they've only been 700 plus runs scored on it. That's an incredibly massive rate of scoring. Yes, that was a load of kerfuffle about nothing, wasn't it? I suppose it was moderately naughty in that it seems that the BCCI changed the pitch themselves and really it should be up to the ICC, but it's a bit of smoke and mirrors, basically. India are the best team in the tournament and they proved it again. What they really did it for them today was they won the toss. And they batted first. And had New Zealand got first choice of this pitch, they might have been able to put a bit more pressure on India because the batting conditions were lovely during the day. This is the place, of course, where Jos Buttler decided to put South Africa into bat so they can score nearly 400 and everyone get absolutely shagged out. Well, India didn't make that mistake. They won the toss. A toss, incidentally, where the coin was thrown quite a long way away up in the air and quite a long way away from everybody, but I'm sure that's perfectly normal. But India won that toss and had no hesitation. They batted first. And from that very moment, from the fact they got 40-odd in the first four overs, you knew what the script was going to be. You knew they were going to get a shed load of runs. And you also knew that Virat Kohli was going to score his 50th One Day International 100 and it was going to be nothing like as good as the bloke at the other end, Shreyas Iyer, who played a sumptuous knock, hitting it to all parts. It was great to be here. The atmosphere was amazing. The fans were absolutely berserk. As Kohli got to that 100, no one was concerned at the fact that he was batting slower than everybody else in the entire match. They just wanted him to get his 100, and he got it. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Sachin Tendulkar was here. David Beckham was here. And I can just give you live news that the match is actually over. India have won, as we predicted, by 70-something runs. I guess, look, it's right and proper. They're the best team in the tournament. They're going to go through the final. The only chance the side has against them is if they can bat first and put some pressure on India, because otherwise, the power in their batting, the power in their bowling, Mohammad Shami, what an unbelievable fucking bowler he is. They're a great team.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I like joking about the fact that the pitch was changed at the last minute just because I enjoy winding up cricket fans on Twitter. But the reality is, people are talking about a used pitch benefiting India, but every pitch benefits India because then what? If you make a green seamer, what? They've got Bumrah and Shami and you name it. So it doesn't matter what pitch they play on. India have just got the best team. Virat Kohli, you mentioned him there, but he's broken the record now for the most runs in a World Cup ever. He's got over 50 in eight of his 10 innings so far. I mean, he's been absolutely unbelievable. We thought he might have a good tournament. I don't think anyone realised quite how magnificent he was going to be, but he's been absolutely out of this world. New Zealand, fair play to them. I think they were every neutral's favourite, but sadly fell short against this ridiculous India team. Now, as a completely bitter England cricket fan, I'm in a real dilemma here because I feel like the only team that maybe could beat India in a one-off game is Australia, but I can't have an India-Australia final because that would be like choosing which sexually transmitted infection I want to die from. Choosing between India and Australia is like choosing between an STI, frankly. So it's South Africa for me tomorrow that I'll be rooting for. But realistically, as you say, Daniel, I just can't see a world in which anyone beats this Indian side.
Well, not in India. I mean, it can happen. In a one-off game, it can happen. And I think if South Africa batted first against India along with the bat, they could, because they're slightly mentally challenged. They don't have a problem hitting the ball in the first innings, but they get the fear in the second innings, because once a wicket falls, and suddenly doubts creep in. But if South Africa batted first, they could score 350, 400. You never know with their powerful batting lineup. So in a one-off game, anything can happen. Australia, are they more likely to beat India? Probably. There's a bit of a template here, though. Look at Daryl Mitchell, the way he played. You don't have to go berserk straight off. You can play yourself in against these Indian bowlers, and it will put pressure on them. There's various things happening here. I need to go and sit down and take Henry's place. So I'm going to have to call an end to this Zero Ducks Daily. So I've got to now tell five live listeners exactly what happened. But it's been lovely seeing you on a daily, Tobes.
Well, it's been lovely to see you. And have a safe journey back, because Daniel Norcross, you are finally done. The world's longest World Cup ever. You are finally done. So well done, sir.
I am. We'll speak tomorrow. I'm not done until Friday. We'll speak tomorrow.
Speak to you tomorrow. All the best. Bye, Daniel. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. Now it's just me. I can finally slag off Daniel and Finney and say all the things that I've wanted to say. Thank you very much for listening to this daily. I wouldn't dare slag off a man who is a national treasure. Please keep an eye on @ZeroDucksPod on Twitter and Instagram. We are posting our daily hashtag Dan of the Days. There's only a few of them remaining. And as haunting and as terrifying and as deeply unsetting as those Dan of the Days have been, admit it. A tiny part of you is going to miss them when they're gone. Admit it. Come on. Have a word with yourself. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this. We were hoping for a more exciting daily when it looked like New Zealand were going to actually chase this score, especially when India briefly had a minor hiccup in the field and Mohammad Shami dropped an absolute goober. But unfortunately, their quality toll in the end, and India in the end won quite comfortably. They are in to a World Cup final in India on Sunday with tens of thousands of fans behind them, plus another billion watching at home. Conditions suit them. They've got the best team. They're on fire. They're really bloody good. The two teams in the other semi-final aren't that amazing. Surely India are winning this World Cup. But then again, you never know.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sports Social Podcast Network.